Hey guys, my name is Landry Bozeman, and I'd love to share how the Lord has been faithful throughout my life. I was born into a family who taught me the Word of God, and I put my faith in Him at a young age. As I grew up, I loved the Lord and truly desired a life led by Him, but I was tempted to believe I was simply not enough. Because of this, I was constantly setting unrealistic expectations for myself in hopes to gain the approval of man and what I believed the approval of God. Because I could never reach these expectations I had for school, sports, or my relationships with others, I fell deeply into comparison while longing to control these aspects of my life. By eighth grade, these patterns of comparison and control ultimately led me into an eating disorder. The continuation of my sins left me isolated and apathetic to the truth, causing me to become blind to my own wrongdoing. While I was feeding the desires of my flesh, I still was greatly unsatisfied and searching for validation even more. Through the grace of God, I became heavily burdened and exhausted of the sin I was living in, and so my mom and I fell on our knees one night and cried out to the Lord. I was then instantly flooded with peace and experienced a new understanding of what my salvation meant. My life took a pivotal turn as I surrendered control to the Lord and understood that only because of Christ in me am I enough. It was not easy to leave behind the ways I had known, but the Lord provided me with strength for each day that continually renewed and refined me. Ephesians 2 explains, "All of us also lived among them, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. For it is by grace you have been saved, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works so that no one can boast." As I continued through high school, I walked through seasons of disappointment, loneliness, and uncertainty. Yet I was able to hold on to steadfast and secure hope because of what is true. Psalm 16 says, "I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." If anyone resonates with my story, here's how I would encourage you. It is inevitable that in this world we will have trouble, but I have found that walking a life fully surrendered to Christ is far more abundant than the path we make for ourselves. Knowing that only through Christ we are enough allows us to rejoice in our weakness rather than live daily in comparison. My prayer is that you would see, know, and believe that Jesus is better. Thank you for letting me share.